Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Yes! Let's just go in. This is good.
Us this music that we do not have the rights to.
And maybe that was only 15 seconds. Who knows?
This is the improvised musical podcast
with Zach and Jess. That's Zach.
That one's Jess.
Got Scott.
Pass we've got up. Brad and we've got Dana. Brad and we've got Scott.
This is the show. Welcome.
Okay, so this is what it is. You. It's that, but with less copyright infringement, generally speaking. But thank you so much for listening. Generally speaking.
Hi, hello, welcome. Well,
look who came back for more. Or if
I
it's your
like
first,
we need to tell this story so that
every time we do that, people will understand why I keep saying well. Looks like a bunch of deviled eggs are here, sort of out of context.
Yes. Yeah. So Zach and I were working on the baking show, and we were trying to come up with banter to transition a certain challenge that involved. I don't want to give away, spoilies, but there was we were trying to riff in an angel and demon territory, and it was truly very late at night, and we were just trying to connect, angel food cake, devil's food cake, things that sound angelic or demonic that are food based. And we're all just kind of sitting there, and Zach goes, Well, looks like a couple of deviled eggs wandered into my baking
show. Snuck into our baking show.
And we were all like, that is so too many degrees away from what we're talking about.
Well. It looks like a bunch of deviled eggs. Listen, I need you to picture this in the context of Maya Rudolph saying it in a baking show. And I think you'll all agree it's a very good joke.
Yes.
That should not have not been put in. But hey, I guess everyone's different and everyone has different tastes in what they want.
But now I can't hear well without thinking about deviled eggs.
Then that's fair. But something everyone can agree on is how wonderful our guest is who is here with us today. I'm so excited to have her. She's in from New York for just a week and a couple days and made time for us, my word. Please welcome musical comedian and writer and actor. And I forget what she told me to say, but she's great and I love her. Please welcome to the show, Katy Perry!
Hi! I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you. Katy, something that you and I text about occasionally is we were both in Edinburgh, Scotland doing everyone's candy show, and you did.
Listen.
Everyone on Baby is great, and everything we do is perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for whatever reason, a show's momentum is such that we do a really good song that the audience does not appreciate as much as they should.
Yeah.
One such song was a song that Katy Perry sang that was just called Moon Juice.
Okay, I don't know if the audience did appreciate it.
They did, but not as much as I did.
I think the cast of Baby was the ones on the sideline, What do I do with this?
They were wrong. I don't remember what it was about. I just remember that it was called Moon Juice, and it was in the context of maybe the Old West.
Okay, okay. I will tell you exactly what it was. We were doing a Star Wars-themed situation, or a space theme.
Which, by the way, already so hard whenever someone... And we're getting into the little weeds of improv talk. I apologize. But I just... The important thing that I need you to know is Katy Perry singing... Katy Perry did not sing a song called Moon Juice. She could never.
She could.
She could never.
I was trying to do a cantina style thing was an alien bartender. So I stepped on and said, Moon Juice, Moon Juice, come and get a little bit of Moon Juice. And everyone looked horrified.
To me, except for me, this is a perfect move.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, now here's what I want to tell you, Katy, while here on your SoCal sojourn, there are two things I think you need to experience. One, there is a juicery called Moon Juice.
Okay, well, gotta go there.
And it is.
And she's sort of an infamous influencer type. The lady who was like, every day when I drop up my son's like sampo at school, when I come home, I have a beautiful distilled seaweed water.
You have to understand this woman is a full... She's a full exactly who you think
she's
the
like
owner
a full
of a company called Moon Juice
LA
would be.
Archetype okay, that like okay. Her daily ritual went around the internet a few years ago and people were like, what is this? But the juices are pretty good. I used to go to yoga in Silver Lake next to the Silver Lake location and go get it afterwards. They're good. You can get like a, you know, some sort of golden turmeric milk situation.
Okay, but there's no moon.
There's no moon.
Real? Okay, well, no I only moon. Want something with
actually. And then in addition, I'm going to say, since you're going to Disneyland, you should get a little blue milk whilst in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, they sell in the
they
park.
Sell the Star the Wars milk.
Oh! And
did you have one?
Kay. Yes, it's very sweet.
They're not great.
But it's fun.
You
it's
know what?
Fun to drink a big, bright milk.
I love bright milk. I went with my brother once to Disney, my older brother. He was like 30, and we got LeFou's brew, and then we went on It's a Small World. He vomited. He vomited up LeFou's brew.
Into the water?
We got into off of It's a Small World, and he vomited into the bushes outside the
much
ride.
Better.
Into the Magic Kingdom.
Much better, much better, much
so
better.
So I love their sweet drinks.
Well, I think it's like pretty fun. You might want to like share it or only have half, but it's, you know, it's fun to...
Well,
try.
I'm gonna do a Moon Juice bit if I'm in Star Wars Galaxy
right.
With
a
tasty tipple of
well,
milk.
I wish that I was there that year at Fringe to have been the other person on the sidelines being like, this is a perfect move.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I
fools.
Wanted to stop the show and yell at the audience and the rest of our cast.
I was like, this is a perfect charm scene.
That happens sometimes in Scotland though, where you're just like, oh,
the energy is for whatever it is. I remember one time in Scotland I made a joke about something being on top of a Native American burial ground, and everyone was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
We're not in the continental United States.
Right. There was also another time where you and I did that move about the cyborgs being made of different animal parts that we eventually wrote into a song that was a similar situation of us laughing hysterically at each other being like, and I have the eyes of a peacock and the nose.
And I have the heart of a lion and the strength.
The nose of a Saint Bernard. And everyone was like, well, how is this going on
Listen,
for so long?
The point is, as a creator, sometimes you have to decide what is good and not the audience.
Yeah. And I just remember when like the silence followed, just being like, I am doubling down so fucking hard. Like, I will not back
down.
And
that is the mark of a true combative performer and hero. I wouldn't have you do it any other way.
Thank you.
There's a version of that's bad, but the version that you did is the perfect version of it.
Well, yeah. What are you gonna do? What you can't renege on a move.
No, you can't like walk
say,
off and
this
be like,
is it.
You can't. You have to tell them. You have to tell them the kind of show you're going to do, and they can either get on board or not.
Yeah, I just saw Alanis Morissette, and her opener was garbage. And Shirley Manson, and she was like, I don't usually do requests because artists aren't here to entertain you. I do what I want to do, and if you like it, great. And if you don't, I don't fucking care. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah, that was how I feel about Moon
artists
Juice.
Are not
that
here
was
to
so
entertain
good.
You.
Now such
that,
a good accent.
No, that's a very good accent.
I just want to live in that a little bit longer. Can you do a little bit more?
Artists aren't here. You paid a ticket, but I'm going to do what I want to do. With your $100 you paid to see me, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to do a finger painting for 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I'll take it.
We go now to a haunted castle in Scotland. This is the kind of show we're giving you where I say we're going to a haunted castle.
Listen,
in
if
Scotland.
That's not the show that you want to, we're not here to give you what you want. We're here to do the show that we want to do. We want to go to a haunted castle in Scotland.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have... I don't have tickets to Scotland. The show's here. It's in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to go to a haunted castle?
Yeah, that's because that's the show that I want to do. But if you want to do the show that's here, we can do that show, too.
No, look, I have two tickets to a haunted castle in Scotland right here. But the thing is, the headliner, she's a nut. She's a complete nut. No one will perform with her. No one will go see her shows. People say they go and they never leave.
You go to a show, but the show... What happens once you enter that bowl? The music plays, but then no one leaves, I am told. Thousands and millions of souls lost to all time, but the music plays on between rhythm and rhyme. You go to a show.
You go to a show. File in to this haunted Scottish castle to see a play they've been promised, they've been looking forward for a while. They were flyered on the streets by a mysterious man who vanished after handing them a flyer, and now they're here to see a show. And if you said they wouldn't go, then sir or ma'am, I'm calling you a liar. You go to a show, but the show might be your show, might be your last.
You go to a show, but the show might be your last.
I hear she does finger painting while sitting on the stage.
I hear she does a magic trick, but every magic trick's the same.
I hear that sometimes she's a ghost that isn't even real.
I hear that sometimes she's in the audience and she's pretending to be a member of the audience, and then you look and it's like, oh wait, that person was actually the person the whole time.
Do you feel that chill?
Yeah. Wait, where did that other lady go?
This is so hard.
I'm so excited.
Hey,
I wonder if this is one of those audience participation.
If it
shows.
Is, I'm going to raise my hand. I always regret not raising my hand at that hypnotist.
I never want to be. First of all, I would like to go on the record saying is I don't think I could be hypnotized.
Oh, you've already told this to me 1,000 times, Trevor.
I don't think I could be hypnotized.
Trevor, I have a question though.
What,
if you
Chrissy?
Look around in this audience, was this supposed to be like a dress up situation where we? Because like, look at those people are in like. They look like they went to a 1950s prom before this, and like those people look like they were like merchant.
Looks like people from different time periods.
Yeah, I would say that everyone here looks like they're in different time periods. Yeah. Oh my god, a lightning strike!
Oh, the power went out. Wait, the torches went out? Wait, it's dark.
Welcome, my little pets. Welcome to the most haunted castle in Scotland.
This is cool.
Tie your kilts.
grab your iron brew. Get ready for a show.
So did you get iron brew?
Because we're coming through.
Oh, I love it when they enter through the audience.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Here she comes.
Here I am, Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley, get over here. Shirley.
The show's already started. Yes, what are you giving me shit for?
You're not. You don't have your big hat.
Oh, shit.
The big hat you always wear at the beginning of the show. You don't have it.
I just decided today I'm going to wear a big skirt instead.
Oh, that's totally fine. I just wanted to make sure. Listen.
Why the fuck are you pulling me off in the middle of my own fucking show to break my costume?
I'm Philip, the stage manager.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Well, usually you had little birds in the hat, and I wasn't sure how you had them hid them. Did you hide them under the shirt, Shirley?
Yeah, they're under my skirt.
Okay, I'll go back. I'll feck off back to the side. Oh, yeah.
Shut up, you little.
I hear the little birds.
I'm clenching the asshole to get the birds to shut the feck up until the time when the birds are ready.
What do you think she's talking about over there?
I don't know, but I think it's part of it.
Okay.
I like
that
how,
guy is a stage manager, but I like bet he's a stage manager. He's an
We're
actor
putting
for
quotes
sure.
around that. Were you doing quotes? It's so dark, I can't see
I was
my
doing
own hand.
Quotes. Hey, Casey, are you so happy that we dragged you to this show?
Are you happy that you're here?
Are you
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I wish we had eaten before we came. I'm feeling kind of, what is it called?
Peckish?
Hungry.
Peckish.
You know what? Yeah, sure.
No worries. This is why, in my bag, I always have a couple snacks.
Oh, what do you got? What do you got?
Oh, in this bag? Well, I always got a
it
couple snacks.
It feels like
snacks.
You want to lift the snacks in your bag. So why don't you just go ahead and, do that, Chrissy?
Oh, in this bag?
Yeah, just tell us the snacks in your bag.
Oh, no problem.
The next words out of your mouth better be the snacks that are in your bag.
I'm about to, Trevor, but you keep, pumping me up.
What?
Oh, this bag? Oh, sit back. Sit back and relax in here. I'll hand you all my snacks. I got snacks in my bag, and no, there will be no more lag. Oh, if you have just a little hunger, just a quiver. Let me open up this bag and unzip the zipper. I have a mini kind bar, a miniature kind bar, yeah. And a tiny bag of almonds at 100 cals. And I have a fruit leather that I got on impulse when I was checking out from the Trader Joe's. And I have a mint that's not really a snack, but it could do in a pinch if you want that. And I also that probably shouldn't be in my bag anymore.
When was it from?
It's from this morning in the airport when there was the Starbucks was open for the food. I put in some egg. I got some of those egg bites and I only had one. And then I just realized that in this bag I still have an egg white spinach.
Does any of that sound good?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I have a really bad nut allergy, so like, I will eat the egg bite actually.
Okay,
go ahead, lay it out. Let me give it. Ooh.
Did you say you have like a loose mint?
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Okay, here you go. Oh no!
Oh no!
The nuts were touching the egg bite. They were kissing too hard in your bag.
No!
Oh no! Something's happening. Her soul. I thought she was choking, but that's not what's happening.
Trevor! I think it's part of the show.
I don't think so. I think that she's dead. I think that she's
Look, I can't believe Casey got to be a volunteer. I wanted to be a volunteer.
She's not a volunteer. Look at her. She's turning blue. She's floating in the air.
I don't know when they attached those wires. I was with her the whole time. Oh, I'm so jealous.
She'd be jealous. I think everyone here is dead except for us.
All these ghosts around here from different time periods? I don't think so. I think it's just part of the show.
Don't be jealous. If you want to join them, you can.
Okay, now we're talking.
Listen to this lady. I'm not a ghost.
See, this guy's not a ghost.
I'm an alive man. You can tell by the way I move through the wall.
And I'm not a ghost. Won't you play with me? I haven't played in 100 years.
See, that kid's definitely not a ghost.
and me, Ugh, I not ghost.
This cave person's definitely not a ghost. I mean, look at that pronounced brow. I see that all the time still.
I club you on head, you be wife.
Oh, very committed. I like this. This is way better than when we went to Colonial Williamsburg. Those people broke so easily.
What do you mean? I'm from Colonial Williamsburg.
Oh, well, if you're from there.
And I'm not a ghost.
Okay, see, Trevor, all these people are
but
not
don't
ghosts.
Don't let the cave person club you on the head and become married to you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to say thank you, but no thank you to being in a club marriage with you, Mr. Cave Person.
Okay, but what if it's not traditional marriage and it is ethically non-monogamous?
Snug, what are you doing here?
Porky.
Snug. Yes, it is me, your life partner, Porky.
Well, I don't want to... Oh, this is cool. See, now, Trevor, we're in like a mini play within the play.
I don't think so. I think this is a fight.
Listen, Porky, sign of true trust and partnership is allowing me to snow wild oats.
We did not talk about this. That would be fine if we had discussed it beforehand. You go sow oats. I am all alone. Beating the Triceratops rug.
I gave you Dan Savage podcast to listen. You never listen to podcasts I recommend.
I don't know how to work podcast
See,
machine.
Trevor, would cave people talk about Dan Savage?
Maybe if they'd been dead for a long time. How do you podcast listen? So hard to do.
I give you podcasts to listen, a sign that I love you.
But how do I listen?
You need an iPod.
What? You mean the little glass block?
Little glass block.
I threw in the river when it started to talk. It said, sponsored by Squarespace, and I said, you go in the river now.
Now you cannot know about the love languages.
I tried to listen to the box of glass, then I throw it in the river, and now it's gone.
Always throw away my box of glass. You're living in a broken past. Why won't you come join me in the present? It's a gift.
Because all your gifts are scary, and I do not understand. But I will try to accept the next gift with an open hand.
Open hand. Okay, will you take this gift of this random girl?
Yes, and throw her into the river.
No, listen.
Oh.
Bring her into the cave tonight, and then deliver my seed.
Yes, making love to girl in the cave.
Trevor, this is awesome. I'm in the show.
That's what I crave.
And not throw her into the river. Give me a gift of a small girl who is how old?
29.
Perfect. And who is consenting to going in the cave?
Oh, yes, I want to be in the show.
Great. She comes in. I feed her squirrel. We yes. give her
awesome.
Time and rock her world.
And then I feed you squirrel, and then you feed me squirrel, and 'cause I'm jealous. Throw the past into the river.
It's a gift.
Look at what I have. I have a squirrel.
Ooh.
And I put half half in my mouth.
This is so realistic.
I put the other half in your mouth.
And then you sort of come from under and suck on the bottom
of
the
smell. Oh my god, this is really gross. Oh. Now they're kind of just going off on their own.
They're just really slurping on the squirrel.
Sucking on the
tail of a squirrel. Suck the bones out from the front and the back
suck
of the squirrel.
The eyeballs right out of its own ass.
Spit the bones of the river. I spit the bones in the river. Snug, I love you.
Love you, Funky.
Trevor.
What just happened?
I thought I was going to be in the show, but then that squirrel was really real and disgusting. And then as soon as I tried to touch the cave people, my arms did go through
them. Because they're straight up ghosts, I was telling you.
Well, maybe there's projections, like when you go on the Haunted Mansion or something. This is all lighting. This is all lighting.
Yes, like me. I'm a lighting man, not a ghost.
Yeah, and I am also only a trick of the light. A whisper in the corner. The chill that runs up your spine. See, that's just an effect, Trevor. This is so immersive. Lightning strike!
I hear the audience talking.
Oh, sorry.
What would be the problem if it was a bunch of ghosts? You think you're better because you got hot blood
Charlotte,
coursing through your veins?
Charlotte.
Fucking
sorry,
Patrick,
can you come over here?
I swear to fucking God. Hold on, every audience, please wait. We're having technical difficulties.
It's just, did you see how the cavemen, the sort of... That took the squirrel you were using for Act Two, that sucked its bones out of its ass crack and its eyeballs out and spit the bones in the river.
Yeah, so it was quite romantic.
So I don't have another squirrel for you.
Well, for feckin' bloody sake, it's a rat then from the basement or something.
That's what I want to check. Are you okay with a rat?
Yeah, but I have another problem. The birds have stopped singing and me squinch, and I think maybe
did you clench too tightly around the birds?
I've been working on my kegels.
You might want to relax. Oh, there they go. They fluttered away.
There it goes. Now I've got no animals in my cooch, and I have no way to do my finale later.
Well, I'll go get some more animals.
I
for
love
you.
That this is part of the show, but it's a little sad that she talked about the finale.
Well, I guess she didn't say specifically what it is. Now we know there is a finale.
That's
and we know
true.
It's not going to be the animals in her cooch because they're not in there at the moment.
We need something for
that's
the finale animal sacrifice to turn these two humans into ghosts with us.
Right, I'll go get the rats because you said those were okay.
Yeah, really anything that's larger than the palm of a hand.
So like a shrew?
No, that's smaller than the palm
so
of a
like
hand.
So like a centipede?
What do you fucking know what size is?
I've got little hands, don't I?
No,
I've got small little hands, don't
your
I?
Hands
not
are
as
too
small
tiny.
As my hands.
All right,
these hands that
all right, your creepy twin who lost the other creepy twin.
I'm over here. There he is.
I always confuse the twins with the orphans.
Sorry, so small like a hamster then.
No, not like a feckin' hamster. Like a rat, or a raccoon, or a dog, or a cat.
Those are five different sizes, Charlie.
But they're all bigger than the palm of the hand. I can't do this. The audience waiting. We got to move this along.
So it's like a poison dart frog, then.
Fucking A. If you don't get this right,
okay,
I'll go. You pay. I'm going to throw you back in the dungeon.
Not back in the dungeon, Shirley.
I'm going to tie your little peckerwood into a knot and let the... I'm going to let the earwigs crawl in your pisa, your little hole in the end.
Jesus Christ, Shirley.
Now, riddle me this, Trevor.
Yeah.
If they were ghosts, that wouldn't even be a threat because I bet little earwigs crawling up your pecker doesn't feel like anything to a ghost. So,
I'm going to be
proof
honest.
That they are not ghosts.
I don't know. I am starting to think that you're right, that she is not a ghost. And that guy with her, Patrick, I think might
Phillip?
Also be not. Well, he called himself Phillip, but then she called him Patrick.
Oh.
So, I think it might be like a sort of a situation
first name,
where like.
Last name?
No, I think she just like sort of controls him and she just
oh,
calls
sure.
him stuff that like
is
specifically isn't
to?
His name
oh,
as a power
yeah,
grab.
Yeah. I wish we had a program for this show. That's kind of my...
Oh, I got one.
Oh.
I didn't look at it because I didn't want to spoil, but you want to look into it here?
Oh, sure. By taking this piece of paper, you enter a binding contract of death and doom. Wow, they really lay into the specifics.
I don't know. There's nothing theatrical about that. They're just saying that we're part of a contract.
We booked a spooky Scottish Moor show. Of course it's going to be spooky.
I'm just a little bit nervous that your younger cousin appears to be just floating in the air.
Lightning
again!
Cassie's always been into attention like that.
Now I introduce our next act.
Okay.
To come up tonight in this variety, this vaudeville variety show.
Okay, now the caveman thing is sort of slotting into place for me. Okay, excellent. That you're right. You're so right.
I know.
Was just an act.
I told you.
Oh, I wonder who's next.
Welcome to the stage, Brenda the Spider Woman.
Oh, hello. I am a little spider woman and I crawl across the stage.
Is there anyone on the stage right now? I don't see anything.
And
oh, wait, what is that up in the upper left? Is it an actual spider?
You have
oh, my God, it's a woman. It's
so
a tiny
closely.
Woman. I can't see or hear her.
You have to look very closely. When she's not on stage, she lives under my cap.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's cool, I guess.
She's very small.
Shirley. We forgot to put the lav microphone on the Spider Woman. She's wee tiny. No one can hear her do her song. You got to send out her spider friends to go with her.
Okay, spider chorus, get out there. Give her some backup.
Okay.
Here we go. Yay.
Where I'm just going to set up a microphone on the edge of the stage here. Come up to it.
Okay.
You know, for the longest running show in Scotland, a lot of technical snafus.
Yeah, I just think that's...
I know, I'm rolling with it. I'm rolling with it.
Brenda, try to project. Try to project.
Okay. I'm a little spider lady.
She's a little spider lady.
And I crawl up in your cap.
And she crawls up in your cap.
And I spin a little web.
And she spins a little web.
What do you think of that?
I like it. It's great.
I think it's good.
She's a little spider lady.
Doing what she should. I think it's great. I think it's good. Spinning webs inside your brain is good.
Inside the folds, and the old they think they're young, and then the young they think they're old, and I make you so confused. I'm a little sneaky trickster. I'm Brenda the Spider, and I don't use Napster.
I think it's good, and she doesn't pirate music. She's a little spider lady, and she buys CDs. She crawls into your ear and makes the young feel old and the old feel young. And she does it pirate music.
Cuts your brains into the folds, makes the young feel old, makes the old feel young. Little spider ghosts? What will the rest of the show be? And is there a grand finale? Find out when we return to the second half of
The Other Scottish Play, the musical!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. When we last left, a Scottish witch, Shirley MacLaine. She had trapped these theatergoers in her haunted Scottish castle, performing some sort of Scottish play, but not that Scottish play. Find out what happens in this, the second half of The Other Scottish Play,
the musical.
Henry, it is almost time for our act. Are you ready?
I'm a bit nervous, if I'll be quite honest.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. We're just going to do what we always do. Do that hoop and stick trick, and then try to get through the hoop whilst I do the stick bit.
But Harrietta.
Yeah?
Every time we go out to do the hoop and stick bit, I always start singing the alphabet song. And that's not the act.
Well, Henry, perhaps it's time for us to incorporate it into the act. Or maybe you could just sing it before you go out, and then we could do the stick and hoop bit.
But I always get distracted when I sing the alphabet song because I get the letters in the wrong order. But I still have to do them all, or my brain won't leave it alone.
Henry, I tried so hard to be patient about this and understanding. Just
I'm
do
saying,
it.
I think you should just do the do stick. It. I think you should do the do stick and hoop with someone else.
I can't do it. I can't do it without you.
Oh, yes. I'm excited for this next act. All I know is I came here to see a duo of cute little orphan kids. If I don't see two of them, I'm going to be wrecked.
See, Trevor, there's at least one other audience member here who's not a light projection.
He's holding his head in his hands.
Okay. Okay, so he's headless. Okay, so he's a horseman. Okay, so he's some sort of headless horseman. Okay.
You care yourself?
Wait, is you two's talking about me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mind your own fucking business. It's not rude.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Don't ask. No, we're supposed to suspend our
disbelief. Oh, I know what the question is.
Okay.
Let's say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Do I use my head to suck my own dick? Oh.
What?
Oh, you want to know about my horse.
I want to know the name of your... Well, now, though.
I mean...
Do you just...
I want to
know. Right?
I want to know how you lost your head. How about that?
Nobody
one?
Cares about that. What we care about is...
Well, I was sitting in my bed and my penis got a tickle and I wanted to see it, so I did a little wiggle but I couldn't reach it yet, and I can't remove a rib, so I tried to put my head in the bars of a crib.
Wait, you cut off your own head so you could suck your dick?
You're saying?
You cut off your own head so you could suck your dick.
It wasn't an accident, it was a very purposeful trick. When you cut off your own head so you could suck your own dick.
That's right! Okay, have you ever had a toothache? You heard that friggin' thing, so you tied it to a doorknob and you used a piece of string and you yanked it and you banged it and the tooth came out. That's exactly what I did with my mouth and my mouth. So I could suck my wiener, and I did every day. I guzzled so much of my semen, I could not stop to play. I just ate it, and I drank it, and I laughed, and I laughed. And when my mom came in, I said, kiss my ass.
Oh, say, you cut off your own hair, so you could suck your seems wild. I can't believe that works. And can I ask, were you not satisfied by just giving it a little jerk?
Oh, no matter how often I masturbated, my little peeper deeper was never satiated. I know that it doesn't bring laughter, but since I ripped off my head off, it's been happy.
Sister Harrietta.
And we've been playing for 100 years.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
And now to do our favourite trick.
For the one man in the audience who we know loves
hell
it a lot.
Yeah. That's what I fucking come for, hell yeah!
This is the famous hoop and stick. I've got a hoop.
And you've got a stick.
And you've got a hoop.
And you've got a stick.
And I've got a hoop.
You've got a stick.
That's my favorite part. Hoop
and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick. Hoop and stick.
Hoop and stick.
Hoop and stick.
Hoop
and stick.
Hoop and stick.
Hoop and stick. Hoop. XYZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking stand this. I stand you. It's fucking, I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you.
That was the weirdest act we've seen so far. And I am counting the spider and the man who stood up from the audience to sing the song about sucking his own dick.
Well, was he part of the act, or did we just talk to a fellow theater goer?
The spotlight moved to him.
Wow, lightning.
Lightning strike.
It is almost time, my beautiful little audience members.
Oh, great. I love this. I wish there had been an intermission, though, because I really have to pee. Plus, I do wonder what happened to Casey.
Maybe now's a good... Maybe if you want to go now, we can just go real quick.
I don't know. She's looking right at us.
Starting right now.
Yeah, let's take a pee break now. It feels like a good time.
Okay. Excuse me. Where are they going?
We'll be right back.
We thought there'd be an intermission.
Patrick. Patrick Phillip.
Oh. I've got you. A creature bigger than the size of my palm.
What's the creature?
An ostrich.
An ostrich.
A wee ostrich.
This ostrich is the size of my pinky nail. Where'd you find such a tiny ostrich?
I bought it from Brenda, the little spider woman. Oh, she's got a whole menagerie of little wee creatures. Sorry, Shirley, what did you want?
Patrick Phillip, our last two living audience members are out taking a whiz in the Whiz Palace, and I can't help but think.
Wow!
This is you!
I've never seen a Whiz Palace before. I only used a loo and a bathroom.
I've used a WC, but never a Whiz Palace. Oh.
It's porcelain beautiful palace
with mirrors from ceiling to roof,
and the birds chirping in toodle doodle doo,
fountains for your hand washing,
a butler with a fluffy towel.
Hello.
And look, a mail delivery owl.
And time.
tiny Turkish delight.
And luxurious carpet.
And lighting that's just right.
And urinal cakes of solid gold.
And stall doors that open on their own.
And go ceiling to floor. The doors go ceiling to floor.
Princess of
and you're a princess.
Wiz.
And we're whiz like royalty. We'll feel royal while we be in this the Wiz
Sure, they'll be right back.
I don't know. People often wander into the Wiz Palace and then we don't see them for a very long... I think we've made the Wiz Palace a bit too inviting. I myself, when I wander in there, think, why would I ever leave?
All right, we're not going to the Wiz Palace. I do feel like the Prince of Wiz.
Don't you see this is the problem? I've been trapping souls in this theatre for 800 years trying to get someone to stay, to be my friend and love me. And I can't even compete with a feckin' bathroom.
Oh, Shirley, maybe you might be going about this the wrong way.
Yeah, maybe the person who loves you has been here the whole time.
Oh.
And you didn't have to trap souls from 800 years ago. Shut up, ya hoop and stick twins.
Who could possibly love me? An old immortal witch crone.
Maybe someone who's like a little submissive and sort of likes it when he gets yelled at and is like a sort of immortal helper man.
Philip Patrick?
Yeah, it's me. I don't know why I was being so cagey about it.
Do you love me?
Not only do I love you, I think you're an incredible artist. I think you're an incredible designer. You made a feckin' Wiz Palace for feck's sake.
It's true, I did. I did it casually. I didn't have
to. Piece by piece at a time. It really came to... At first I was like, okay, she put in floor to ceiling doors. It's a nice touch it is.
That was just the beginning. Once I got the 24 karat gold urinal cakes, I knew I was onto something.
I feel bad for the ladies. They don't even know they're there.
They just piss in a bowl of water. The boys get to piss on gold.
They get to piss on gold.
Hashtag patriarchy.
Hashtag topple the patriarchy. Hashtag golden urinal cakes. Hashtag Prince of Wiz.
Hashtag Patrick Philip Bay? Question mark. Hashtag mood.
Am I goals? Am I Bay? Who is Patrick Philip today? I've traveled the moors, I've traveled the fjords, but in all my travels I always wanted more.
I never thought I'd end up with a wimp.
Yes, be mean to me.
Turns out my cooter gets so wet for a simp. Now it's my luck, falling in with a cuck. But what am I cucking?
Feel it is love.
We're in cucking love. I cucking love you.
I cucking love you too.
My cooking dream.
Oh, and swear I'll deliver. And just like Schnug, I'll toss your ass in the river.
You can throw me in the river. You can beat me with reeds. Put reeds in my mouth. I'm down on my knees.
I'll get you with reeds.
Did we miss something?
I think we missed something.
Seems like they're in love.
Okay, yeah.
Gonna make you bleed out your
I knew he was always part of the show the whole time.
Yeah, I could tell.
Do you like a finger in your arse?
I like it, but only if you don't warn me it's coming. It has to feel like a surprise. Like the understanding is that you have my permission to do it, but it should feel like a surprise.
Yes, always consent. And also I'm gonna take my Victorian shoes and step on your tiny nets.
Yes, call them small. They're smaller than this, like the size of an animal that would fit my hand.
Do you think there was a context that we missed that makes, you know, that explains why they're... Well, I don't know. They seem sweet.
Tiny
nuts. That Wiz Palace was so amazing. It was hard to leave.
Oh, wow. They're kissing a lot.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, see, I knew this would have a happy ending, Trevor. I knew it wasn't so scary.
You there in the audience.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hello.
Hi. Great show. Great Wiz Palace.
We really love it.
Have you seen my cousin though?
She was floating up there. She was floating. She had a blue face because it looked like she was.
Oh, there
she is. Casey.
Casey, are you ready to go?
Casey, you were part of the.
You were part of the show the whole time. It was awesome.
Oh, you sweet little fawns, little ostrich feathers. Your cousin, I've taken her soul for the realm. She's not allowed to leave the theater forever. I was going to take your souls too, but I'm starting to think.
But now you're in love.
Yeah, love kind of changes things, you know.
Trevor, I'm sorry. It seems you were right.
But it seems that you were right.
About it being a great show.
About it being a great show, but I'm right in that it does seem like this is a trapped eternal soul situation. I'm going to get your cousin's soul back or your mom's going to be pissed.
I thought you'd be more upset about your cousin.
Oh, no, I am. We are.
It's just like, what are we going to do? Scream at a witch?
No, I got it. Don't worry, Trevor.
Okay.
I follow some interesting blogs. Okay, I'm going to take this tiny ostrich that's no bigger than my pinky nail. And if you would grant me this, I would say thank you so much for this amazing show. I would love to, on the wishes of these feathers of this tiny ostrich, please ask to bring my cousin's soul back from your realm.
Is that and like a thing that a witch can't refuse?
I think it's a thing a witch can't refuse if it's like tiny feathers from a tiny ostrich.
Okay.
Ah, yes. The old tiny feather and ostrich trick. Yeah. This is some old school shit.
I knew there was a reason we hadn't used the tiny ostrich up until this part. Oh, did I do a bad job? Did I do a bad job?
Bad job.
At bringing the small animals. Hit me on my bum.
Oh, wow. This show is 18
over.
It's
raunchy.
All right, now that I've stopped spanking my little simp, I'm going to go ahead and grant
you... Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because I think I'm just a little too old. What does simp mean?
Okay. Well, it looks like your friend...
Well, I was just going to say, I think she's usually... You know, you can...
Context has me sort of understand. Yeah. It's like a guy that wants it too much.
Yeah, it's like...
He's like thirsty.
They're so thirsty. Nice.
They're kind of like a simpering, you know, like a simpering...
Simpering. It's short for that.
It's like, I just will do anything for you. I love you. Right, yeah. So he's my simp. He's my cook.
He seems to like it.
Oh, he loves it. And you know what? I think we all need to
learn it. No, I hate it.
Oh, do you?
A wink.
Oh, a wink. Oh, good, good. I like how much they communicate with the audience.
It's good. It makes me feel safe as a listener to know that I'm not watching an abusive situation.
No, of course, I agree.
Listen, take this clothespin and put it on the tip of your winky while I release these kids.
I don't want to do that. Oh, him.
Him, not you, but... Porky, we like kid.
Yeah, I not throw him in river.
Okay. All right. Enough of this trickery. I've accepted your ostrich feathers, and I will bring Casey back down from the outer layers.
Oh, kind of cute. kind of like cute baby talk at the end.
Yeah, now she's...
Potato Ayala, I can't tell.
Oh, they're both doing it. Okay. So the witch is doing the voice and then the baby talk is our cousin.
Basically, her consciousness is reborn as a baby and then she has to very quickly through magic catch up into
her. Oh, fun. What a cool part. This is the finale.
Trigonometry. Oh, my first crush. Oh, I just got my period. Mom, I hate you. Oh, what's my major going to be? Oh, no, my first job. Bills.
How old is your cousin? I think she might be aging 26. Too much. Bills is just okay.
I think we're about done. About 25 is when you start going, oh no, bills.
Oh,
Casey, you were amazing.
Casey, you were in the show.
I was in the show.
Also, I think you died.
Yeah. No, shut up. Did you guys gram it? Did you get it for the gram?
Shoot, no, they took our phones at the door.
They did.
Shit.
And I just want to say this, I want to go on the record. I would never have my soul stolen. I don't think I could have been hypnotized or had my soul stolen.
Okay, Trevor, you were so close. If we hadn't have gone to that Wiz Palace and had those people not falling in love.
Oh my God, Casey, you have to see the Wiz Palace.
Okay.
Great show. We're going to tell all our friends.
Great show. Are you, is this like every week or every other?
Is it like a solstice thing?
Are you dark on Mondays or do you disappear in the mist every thousand years?
You know what? I think that you all actually just saw the last performance.
Whoa, coming to the show, it might be your last. Was about her.
Oh, it was.
Oh my gosh, last it was about show her, for her.
You mean we don't do the hoop and stick thing anymore?
I'm setting you free.
Whee!
Setting you free.
Oh, there go the twins. Oh, there go the spiders.
Found love, it was growing inside of me.
Oh, so one last bird.
Yeah. Setting you free.
Ca-ca!
We go free now.
Setting you free.
To eternal river.
Go to the river.
Now, come on.
Beside the oak trees.
We came to your show. Setting and the show free. Was your
far off places, and sometime your cousin gets possessed and has her soul sucked out of her faces.
Yeah. Transport yourself, even if it's for just a matter of hours. See ghosts from many times. See dark and haunted powers.
Oh, it's okay if you like a spook that can really raise your head.
Heather.
Lightning.
Oh, everything's gone.
Goodbye. Come with me into the stars.
This show really was incredible.
That was the best thing I've ever seen in my whole damn life.
Casey, I'm sorry you missed so much of it. It was fun as heck.
You were great, though.
I was completely unconscious. I was totally hypnotized.
I'm so embarrassed. I thought she wanted to put a safety pin on me.
That was so funny. That was maybe one of the best parts. But do you guys want to get like some...
Buffalo wings?
Yeah.
I do, but I'm actually soaked in my own urine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like I just need to get a fresh pair of pants.
That makes sense.
And then we can go get some wings.
I think there are bathrooms over at the quad area.
I mean, I already went bathroom.
She needs to
I just
go
meant
home.
Sort of to clean up.
Yeah.
It's
well,
closer
let's go
than
home
our
and get wings. Well, let's go home and get wings.
Let's go home and get
she
wings.
She did die for a couple hours.
You know what I think would be really cool, though, that I hadn't thought about today?
What?
We really should, like...
Play with
more
hoop
people
got to
see. No, that's what you took away from that? That looks boring as hell. That game looks dumb. You wait. I'm sorry. I don't want to like...
No, you're right. I shouldn't guess when you're about to tell me.
Do you want to play with a hoop and stick?
I didn't know. It's just of all the things I could do from that, I'm not going to rip off my own head to suck my dick.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm not going to throw my phone in a river. I'm not going to be a tiny spider, and I'm not going to disappear into the stars. So of the options, I feel like one of the only things I could do is play with a hoop and stick.
Fair. I was going to say, we got to make our own Wiz Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Will they? Never make their own Wiz Palace? We'll never know, for such is a scary tale. It ends with you going, I wonder what happened to them. I'm not sure. And that is how this tale ends. The tale that we call the other Scottish Plague.
Oh my gosh. Gotta end on a yeah. Katie Gray, what a damn delight.
Katie.
Thank you so
oh my God, that
much.
Was so much fun.
I'm Jesus. So glad we got to do the show with you.
Yes. My God, that really, really took me on a journey.
I imagine all of our listeners are immediately being like, okay, I need to know what this woman's about. So where can they find you?
Yeah,
what's up? You're in New York, so that's where you do live shows sometimes.
I do live shows sometimes. You can check the old website, Aruni, if you want to see me live. It's Katie Berry Comedy. Now that's KatyBerry, almost Katy Perry, but I am not the teenage dream. I am the 34-year-old dream.
You're someone's
my teenage
dream.
Yeah.
You
come
and then,
on.
Please, everyone, I appeal to you to follow me on Instagram so I can get validated by the Instagram
blue
police.
Check mark. Yes,
the blue check mark, and it's at Katy Berry Comedy, just like my website.
There you go.
What consistency.
We have a live show and it's sold out. So thank you for those of you that are coming to that. Or you already came to that. And thank you for doing that.
And for those of you who couldn't come to it in person, we will investigate live streaming shows in the future, but we wanted to get a sort of cleaner video version of this show. And so that version will eventually be available a la carte on the Memberful, offbookclubhouse.com. Right. So
if you're already a member, you'll have access to it. If you're not a member and you just want to pick up that video, you will be able to do that. When? We don't know. It's fine.
We're figuring it out. Thank you for joining us on that journey, as you always are so sweet about your support. We love you very much. And as we say,
give it up
for Brett, Scott, and Dana. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens, the boom from the other room. Give it up for all tricks and treats and treats and tricks. And give it up for you.
Have yourself a spooky and safe Halloween.
That's right. Oh, ooh, that's a ghost, not an ambulance. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book...
If you feel a fright when you wake neath the moon,
you might have been staying in the Wiz Palace room.
Bye.
Bye.